That is a tune that is called Alleluia by a gentleman named Gurdjieff. And it is another gentleman that's in the studio today to tell us a little bit more about that song and this man. It's a pleasure to welcome Miami Valley resident and Gurdjieff aficionado, David Flannery. Thanks for being here today, David.
Thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you. I always enjoy listening, so I'm glad to be here and be able to talk with you.
You and I have a mutual friend in Rick Good, who is a great friend of the station and a beautiful musician, who also is familiar with some of this music, and I'm guessing becoming familiar with the philosopher. Is it fair to call Gurdjieff a philosopher?
I would call him a philosopher, a mystic. He was actually, what I would say, he was a master. Early in life, he really was able to come to a deep question of what is the sense and significance of life on earth and human life in particular. And from many searches, he had quite a remarkable being. And with all that he found and all that he put together, he was able to really come to something that he could transmit to others.
And he did it in a number of ways, not just thought and meditation, but this notion of music being very integral, and then even further, dance. And
One of the main things that Gurdjieff did was create sacred dances, and as part of creating those, with collaborating with the Russian composer Thomas de Hartmann, they composed the music to those. So music is a very important part. It really, and I'm pausing because there's a listening involved in music, and I know from my experience that if I can learn to open myself up, be still inside, something from music or from anything I hear can really penetrate more deeply. And I believe that was part of what this music was about, to help us be still and to receive something.
And they mentioned that in sort of the school of thought, I hesitate for some, you know, to put my own sort of vocabulary on his teachings, but that music became an actual entity as a response to our bodies. And, I mean, not just can we dance it? Music can actually change our heart rate, can make us feel better, can make us more deeply sort of experience the now, this moment here. And much of that music is geared toward that. We're talking about how for his writings, Gurdjieff, it was as important to hear the sound as it was to hear the silence.
Right. In listening, often I get caught up in the notes or the words, but if I actually hear the spaces between or pauses, that can help me kind of penetrate more deeply into what is said or what is played.
I think of an exercise as a young person in art class. We would all sit and draw some still life, and then we would draw it again, though, and instead this time think about drawing the space around it.
Right, opening up my perspective. I mean, like all of us, I get caught up in, you know, the usual habits of my life, the usual things I do. But if I can pause, if I can stop my normal kind of experiencing, then something more really is available. And that's what this Gurdjieff's work is really about, opening to that something deeper.
We're talking with David Flannery, who is going to be putting on, making a presentation, if you will. Is that a fair assessment of what will happen?
Right. Thursday, we will have what we're calling glimpses of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way. So we'll be giving little glimpses of some body work, of the music.
Which is dancing, right?
There's different ways of moving and using body work to really get in our bodies, because that's one of the things, particularly in our contemporary culture, you know, we tend to be so much in our heads. We're caught with our iPhones.
Multitasking, just so much input.
Right. And multitasking from all research is really not really possible from what everyone says. So, but we think it is. So, you know, being in my body, being open to my feelings and being aware of my thoughts And that's really part of what the fourth way means, to balance my body, my feelings, and my mind, not just be stuck on one.
It's Glimpses of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way this Thursday at the Yellow Springs Library here in beautiful Yellow Springs. And the program gets underway at 6:30. And it's free, open to the public. Everyone, if you've ever been curious about sort of thought, and meditation's a part of it without question, right?
Right, right.
And it's I think we should point out why it's called the fourth way, because it's not yoga. I remember reading the list. It's not yoga. It's not – there's a couple other things. It's like a fourth way of being and existing.
Right. Instead of, people tend to either, like I'm more of an intellectual type, so on my own I would tend to just think about things. And then there's other people that tend to be more emotional types, and they really experience the world mainly through their emotions. And the same way with kind of physical types. But the fourth way tries to, or instructs us and helps us discover how to balance those, because only a balance of all three of those within us can really open us up to all the possibilities. So I need to work to be in my body, to experience my feelings, and balance that with my intellect. And other people have different work.
There are a lot of ways to be, a lot of ways to live, and I'm always interested in discovering another. It is Glimpses of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way, a presentation with David Flannery this Thursday at 6:30 at the Yellow Springs Library here in Yellow Springs, free and open to the public. I wanted to play a little bit from the Sacred Goose here and let you talk about the aspect of dance. And this is just one of a several movement piece that Gurdjieff worked with De Hartman here.
Yes, the Sacred Goose is just a lovely movement that really was intended to be done mainly by women. It has a very feminine quality. Now, men would do it too, but in terms of giving presentations, it was usually done by women because they were better at expressing the just lovely, light, flowing quality that is embodied in it. And I think this music gives a flavor of that.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Gurdjieff himself composing this with the help from Russian composer De Hartman. And here's a little glimpse into Gurdjieff, if you will, and the fourth way. Listening to the music of Gurdjieff, spiritualist, thinker, meditator, progenitor of the fourth way, as we're so pleased to have David Flannery in the studio today, who's going to be offering up at the Yellow Springs Library sort of a window into this notion of the fourth way. It's called Glimpses of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way. Again, it's free and open to the public this Thursday at 6:30 at the Yellow Springs Library. And he's, you know, in the relative arc of human events, a very modern character. He was born in the late 1800s.
Right. And one of the things that's very interesting about Gurdjieff is many of his teachings, his ideas were very new and bold and almost fantastic to people at the time. And now science is starting to catch up. A lot of the ideas of, like, with neuroscience, with free will, Gurdjieff talked about how we tend to be conditioned and programmed to act in certain ways by how our environment, you know, our parents, our peers, where we live. And that was very striking at the time, very new. But now science has started to catch up and really agree with a lot of that. And what's different about Gurdjieff from just being a scientist is he offers a way to both see the truth of that and a way to, in a way, escape from that or transcend the conditioning that we have. Basically, I think if I could do it in a very short sentence or so, say if we really can see our conditioning, if we really can then relax and be in our body and really see ourselves, we can then open up to much higher possibilities.
I have to say that I was just utterly unaware of Gurdjieff or any of this until you contacted me about this event, and I did a little reading, did a little looking around, and I was thinking, you know, my whole mission and goal with being here, standing at this microphone, is to inhabit the now. That's sort of my job, to be present for this music. And I thought, well, this sounds like my kind of guy. So I'm just wondering how it was that you came to Gurdjieff and his teachings and how you became a part of sort of helping to keep this work alive and present in people's lives.
Well, like a lot of people, Nikki, I, as a young person, had questions sort of like, what's the world about? Why are things the way they are? You know, is there a God? All these sort of questions that can really take hold of someone. But then as life goes on, we get involved in our career, our family. We kind of let that be off to the side. It doesn't seem to be quite as insistent. You know, those questions knock on the door, but if we don't answer it, they tend to, you know, knock less loudly after a while. I always felt that I didn't understand why I behaved the way I did and why other people perhaps behaved the way they did. When I came upon Gurdjieff, it really resonated with me that what he was saying was a real, I don't know if this is the right word, but analysis of our situation. Because what he said, when I looked at my own life, it really did seem true. So I got involved, and the more I work with these ideas, with these methods, with the teacher that I work with, William Patrick Patterson, the more that I have that experience, the more I'm convinced that what Gurdjieff brought is very important and very real.
It's funny, this is among the things I'm trying to teach my children, who are still quite young, but that when they're upset about something or something's troubling them, I remind them always that all we have and ever will have is right now. That's just how that goes. We have memories, we have expectations, but let's go ahead and live right here, right now. And it sounds like you're offering people a glimpse into that this Thursday at the Yellow Springs Library.
Well, and I thank you for reminding me right now, because it's so easy to get caught up, you know, and, well, how am I doing? What am I going to do tomorrow? What happened yesterday? But to be right now, to really, I mean, life is pretty amazing when we can be right here with it, experiencing now in the moment.
And look at us, all of us here, you listening, we here, we're right here, right now, and it's not too bad. David Flannery, thank you for talking with me today. What a delight. It sounds like it'll be at the very least people come away knowing a little something they didn't know before. This Thursday at the Yellow Springs Library at 6:30, Glimpses of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way. Let's spell Gurdjieff for our listeners in case they wanted to do a little Google and see what was out there.
That would be G-U-R-D-J-I-E-F-F.
Gurdjieff.
First spelling bee I've ever won.
You get an A.
Thank you.
Very well. Good spelling right now. Consider all of these things, and we'll put some of this audio up on our website. And, we'll be here now. We're going to blend into some Hiatus Coyote, but we're going to leave with another of the Gurdjieff compositions. It's called Joyous Hymn. Or I shouldn't have said. I should have just played it and let people feel. And again, as you listen to this music, recognize that Gurdjieff intended it to be heard, that you really pause and hear it. Now, if you're driving, of course, keep your eye on the road.
And to really hear it with your body. That was one of his major instructions.
That music actually has an effect that's almost, it's almost tangible. It's not just
it is tangible.
We hear and it changes our body.
And the more sensitive we can be to that, the more tangible it can become also.
David Flannery, thank you for coming today. Marcia, your wife in the corner, thanks so much to the both of you for being here.
Thanks, Nikki. You're great as always.
Oh, thank you so much. Here is Gurdjieff from Michael Dale offering this called Joyous Hymn on 91.3 WYSO. You can have a glimpse of Gurdjieff's Fourth Way this Thursday at 6:30 at the Yellow Springs Library.